I don't even want to talk about selfie sticks.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna just no comment the whole way, like Marshawn Lynch.
This was your idea.
I'm taking the high road on this one.
I'm not sure if this is a bit that we're doing right now, or if you're actually just because I'm guessing you don't have a bunch of intricate notes on an alternate topic.
No.
So guess what we're discussing then?
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 228 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam, Vancouver.
Bright and early, Adam. Are you ready to go?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
That's not a good answer.
No, that's a great answer. That's, you know, I'm ready.
No, that's you know, guys who are... All right,
guys
fine.
Who aren't ready say that?
Did you ever see The Rock?
The wrestler?
The movie, The Rock, with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage.
Absolutely. I knew what you were talking about. I was just being difficult.
There's a great line in there about doing your best. So, here we go.
Okay.
Amazon.
Yes.
If you're going to buy it, you want to watch The Rock, which I recommend watching if you haven't seen it. Or if you have seen it, watch it again. Good movie. Pick it up through Amazon. Click through our site.
Okay.
That's how I would do it.
That's a great idea.
What's going on, Adam?
Long weekend. May long weekend. So
is that this weekend?
Yeah, that's this weekend. So lots of fun. Lots of family fun time planned.
What does that look like? What does family fun look like?
The cousins are in town, so there'll be lots of play dates with the cousins. And the in-laws are in town, so they'll be involved. There'll probably a backyard project thrown in there somewhere. Yeah, a lot of trips to the park.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Weather's beautiful, so it will be nice. Lots of outside time.
That's key when you have that many small kids in the smaller house.
Yeah. You know what we recently got? Friends are moving, and so, you know, they're dipping into their attic trying to get rid of as many of their old kids' stuff that their kids have grown out of. An array of Nerf guns.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
It is awesome.
I wish I had invented Nerf.
the Nerf guns, if you haven't played with one in the last 10 years, they are awesome. They will shoot like 50, 60, 75 feet depending on the gun, and kind of like paintball, like it's fun but it stings a little bit if you get hit in the throat.
Right.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah, fortunately, Jack is immune to that now.
Yeah, Jack likes to stand at the end of the hallway with his back turned and ask me to shoot at him. He likes to, every time he gets hit in the back or neck.
Yet when I dust him off the plate, all of a sudden we're calling 911.
Yeah, I think he's expecting in this case to get hit in the neck versus when you throw a high heater.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like now he should know. speaking of that, we played baseball last weekend.
Okay.
Played against a team called Heidenheim.
Okay.
Well, that's the town they're from. They're from Heidenheim. They are good. Our problem was that they are really good.
Okay.
Yeah, we did not win those games.
And so your average has dropped a little bit?
My batting average, yeah, it's dropped a little bit. And hopefully bring it up this week because we're playing the number one. They're not even the number one team in the league either. Like, they are phenomenal. I've played with and against some fantastic baseball players in my life. I've never faced a lineup like they had in Heidenheim last week. 1 through 9 could all just absolutely rake the ball. And they were phenomenal, and they had a pitcher who pitched with the Red Sox organization. His changeup was excellent, and so it was a bad combo for us. However, they're not even the first place team.
Okay.
We play the first place team tomorrow.
Sounds like a job for Reg Dunlop.
It certainly does. Yeah, I think more along the lines of Tom Berenger in Major League. But
You should be. You know what? You should be. You know, doing the X's and O's right now. You should be planning.
Oh no, I've planned. You know what I should be is I should be better. That's what I should be. Because, So no, it was good. They're very good. We put up a good effort. We were winning 5-4 at one point, and then went down. No, that's not true. We were winning 4-3 at one point. And then we ended up going down 12-4.
Oh, no.
Came back and tied it 12-12. It was that kind of a game.
Really?
And then lost 22-12. Yeah. I'm not joking. These guys
that's
can
awesome.
Hit.
That's awesome.
Like, I was playing first base, and they have, like, 5 left-handed hitters, which is not normal in Germany. Everybody hits right here for some reason. It's a big thing. But they have 5 left-handed hitters, and I was just thinking, just don't hit it down my throat.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. That's all I'm thinking. I don't care. Hit me in the legs. I'm fine. Don't hit me in the face.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was that weekend. Did a guest spot on Tips from the Top Floor this week.
Okay. Is it out yet?
No, it'll come out. It won't come out for a few weeks, actually.
Okay.
He's running it through some auto-tune to make me sound good.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
No. Chris is traveling. He's going to, I'm not sure where now, actually. India. The plan was Nepal, but that got shifted. Mm-hmm. So it's going to India and Bhutan, I think, or something like that. So he's banked a few episodes. And so sometime beginning of June, you can hear all about kid photography.
Oh, is that, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, he asked me how to get good photos of your kids.
Okay, that's a great topic. We've never covered it.
Not specifically.
No, I was saying that, like, and honestly, we've talked about it in relation to a lot of other topics, but never specifically that way.
Correct.
Yeah. So now we don't have to. You can just listen to Chris's show.
Yeah, I think we could probably expand on it, but. Because I made some, the funny thing is I made some notes, and he said, hey, let's do like a half hour episode. And I was like, yeah, that's no problem. And when I started making notes, I thought, wow, if it's half hour, we're going to have to do like a 4-parter, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into taking good kid photos, like even just good kid snapshots, not even portrait photos. So I just kind of, you know, deleted a bunch of stuff, and we gave some of the basics on how to get good kid photos. But he also helped me out, helped us get rid of a link on our website.
Oh, yeah.
There was a not safe for anywhere, I guess. Not just work. Not just not safe in general. Not suitable for anywhere link that popped up on our Two Hoser site. That somebody, I don't know who did it, it got hacked in somehow. Apparently there's a lot of security holes in the WordPress. And so, boom, there it was.
Yes, so I saw it. I saw once a listener sent us an email.
A new listener.
Yeah.
North Dakota Carrie, who she's catching up. So she's on like episode 20. So she'll hear this sometime in 2018 or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thanks to her, she pointed it out that, wow, hey, I'm guessing you guys don't want that on there. And sure enough, we didn't. And Marquardt helped me get rid of it because I don't know any. I don't care to know. How to get rid of it.
Yeah. Now, I just speaking of Marquardt, I recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, purchased the Discovering Lightroom seminar that he did that we had him on talking about. I don't know, I'm maybe 2 hours into it now. I can't believe how much more I've learned in that span of time. Like, I'm blown away. It has made everything so much more crystal clear, and shortcuts and just nuances that, I mean, it probably would have taken me, you know, 5 years to discover from trial and error versus just having someone who knows what they're doing explain it to you in simple forms. And the organization of it, I mean, again, I couldn't be a bigger fan of that workshop at this point. I've already say it, like, in the first two hours I'm happy with my purchase.
P.S. It's going to get even better.
Yeah, well, I imagine that's so. Like I say, every part is just filled with, like, useful, tangible knowledge. So if anyone out there is using Lightroom or is a newer user, hasn't invested 10 years yet into the software, 100%, I would go and buy his Discovering Lightroom seminar.
Yes.
Big time endorsement. Yeah.
For me, I don't read instruction manuals ever, because my attitude is if I purchase something that I know what I know, you know, a car jack, for example, and they know how they figured out how to invent it, I can figure out how to use it. However, right, when you get a tool that is so multifaceted that there's things that you don't even know exist, like there's things you don't even know that you want to do, let alone can do, like you don't even know which questions to ask. How do I do this? That's one thing. But if there's a whole bunch of things that he's going to introduce you to, hey, bet you didn't know this was a thing, that's where it comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and even what we were, you know, discussing in previous episodes about, you know, the exporting the images for use on something like Facebook, where we're really downsizing the images, just trying some of his suggested settings for the export. Well, this is the first week I did it with his suggested settings, and just a couple of tick boxes, whether they get ticked or not, completely change what that output image looks like. So when you would say, oh, it looks like that eye is soft or whatever, and you know, you're saying it as a sharpening issue, I don't think it's a sharpening issue. I think it's an enlarging issue based on your scaling it down. And then it's, if you click the wrong box, then it's re-enlarging it, which will again downgrade the resolution. And so just in my first trial doing it the old way versus the new way with the export settings, it was way better. And that's without sharpening.
Interesting, because this week's I saw your photo looked sharp.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it was a sharp photo, but I feel like too often I'm losing some of that sharpness in the export setting. So I went right off with what he suggested in the video, and I was thrilled when I checked on it. I was like, wow, that just looks better. So there you go. The advice of Chris Marquardt coming into action.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I talk about baseball cards last week?
You did. Did you shoot more now? You shot for your son, but did you shoot the rest of the team?
I did the whole team. I feel like we talked about the crazy guy who left his camera on the bench. I don't think
we talked about that. We talked about baseball cards though too. I think you did, or at least you sent it to me. Did we not talk about it?
Yeah, no, I don't think we talked about it, because I had a whole bunch of other kite stuff and all that story.
Right. It was really kite heavy last week.
Yeah, it was very kite heavy. So, we made baseball cards. I asked you, I took some pictures of the kids and thought, oh, it'd be neat to make little baseball cards. And I know it's something that you must have done in the past. And so I sent you an email saying, hey, do you have a template, Photoshop template that I could use? And unlike yourself, you were like, you know, a day and a half behind the reply. Usually you're like right on it. So I kind of decided, all right, he's telling me something. I should just do my own bloody Photoshop template. So I got a old Mickey Mantle card off of the internet. That I thought was kind of a nice, would make a nice sort of template. And then I started doing it. And then after I'd done it and got things ready, then you sent me your template, which amazingly was the same card, a slightly different color scheme. I don't know if it was just a different Mickey Mantle year.
Well, I did used Hank Aaron, but yeah.
Oh, but it was the same, like the same card. Like, oh yeah, it was a different, I guess, right, the different color scheme because of the different team, right?
Could be, yeah.
Because Mickey, the one I had, but it was the exact same outline. And so anyways, I think yours was a larger resolution file. So I ended up using yours anyways, just changing it, the colors, and adjusting it to what I wanted for my kids' team. But yeah, made a set of baseball cards. I did post my son's on Facebook, or my wife posted on Facebook once upon a time. I don't think it ever got to the two hosers. So I think for this episode, I will post it. But just a good, fun thing to do that really isn't that hard when your podcast buddy gives you a template.
Yeah, it makes it easy. So I just leave the background empty, and you can just pop your whatever photo you want in. And also, I did not merge down the layers, so you could easily just change the font if you wanted, but also just change the name. So, you know, easily make it any kid on the team that you want. Pop your own logo in. It's pretty easy to do. And I made them a higher res so that, you know, if we wanted for our team, for the Hawks, we could get them printed.
Yes.
Which we haven't done, but I figured that's, you know, for Jack, like you can get a poster size printed for Jack if you wanted.
Yeah, what I figured is I might put all of them on, like a Photoshop, all of them onto one sheet, and then just like, you know, print like a whatever a large size 16x20 or something, then just cut them out, and then each, you know, because the prints at Costco are ridiculously cheap, I could just print, and then I could size them to be a baseball card and just print a whole bunch on one big sheet. I want to actually make them legitimate baseball card size. Now, the other question I had for you is, do you do card backs?
I did for you and I. Remember we did our hockey cards for the two holders like years ago. I did take the back and redo that as well. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and you know what? I used your exact template for that too back in the day to make Jack a hockey card, and I used the card back for that, and it looked great. And I was just looking at card backs on the internet, debating on whether to do it or not, or if I should just, you know, just basically mount it on some thick cardboard and just give them the front kind of thing.
I would just go with the front, because then you got to do stats and all the stuff on the back.
Yeah, and you got to make stuff up. Yeah.
So I wouldn't bother with that. I would just do something and frame it, and you know, like that's, I even do a large size one. He'll love that.
Yeah, that's true.
You did them for all the kids on the team, right?
Yeah. Once I had the first one done, the other, I probably. Well, again, because I tinkered with the background, changed colors, added logo. Once I was all done with that, I figure it was about 5 minutes a card after that, just to plug in, size the card, change the text to the names and that. But yeah, I went through. His team only has like 8 players. So all said, the other 7 only probably took me a half an hour.
Oh, nice. And you must be the big hit of the team then.
Oh, they loved it. The parents loved it. I'm not sure if the kids ever even saw it, but the parents loved it. I got a lot of good feedback, and on the days like they play baseball Tuesdays and Sundays, and on the Tuesdays it's the baseball's like 6 till usually they finish at like 7:15, and so right now it's 7:15. The light is just awesome, so I usually just save it, and if it's a nice clear day, which fortunately we've had a lot of nice Tuesdays so far, I'll just throw the camera out in that last little bit of the Tuesday night game. And get some great action shots and stuff. I haven't been bringing it every time, but when I have, I've been just thrilled with the photos.
And then when you're coaching, you just leave it in the dugout, like on the bench.
Yeah.
Sitting there, next just to a big jug of maple syrup. Hey, nobody bump this maple syrup, okay?
I was gonna say, I just, you know, tie the strap to the fence, like to the backstop. Yeah.
Yeah, don't even bother. Just sort of kind of rest it on the edge of the big Gatorade tub. Just leave it there. It'll be fine. You know what? The camera store has a lot more cameras, buddy. You're fine.
That's right. What about your shooting stuff? Was there anything interesting?
More playground stuff. That's it. Nothing to write home about. Okay. I actually took my kids to the pool the other day.
Yeah,
but just by myself. So I took an almost 4-year-old and a little older than a 1-year-old to the kiddie pool by myself, to the crowded kiddie pool, and I didn't really have time for a camera.
Right.
Because I was trying to play a zone defense on two kids, and that was a horrible error. So you won't be seeing me taking the two kids to the pool by myself again.
Okay.
So there's no photos of that incident. So when we go with my wife and I, or just the one kid, boom, I'll take some photos. This week's challenge, dappled light. I don't know why I even thought of it. I just pulled it out of nowhere.
No, it was because in that photo that I took last week with Sarah on her bike, you commented on the dappled light on the playground. I think that's what triggered you.
No, I had chosen it beforehand. It was in the show notes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was just because you made specific mention of how you like the dappled light on the apparatus, and then you thought, oh, hey, dappled light. Wow, just a crazy coincidence.
Yet again. No, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this technique, and I know that you have shot this in the past, even if you didn't know you did.
Exactly. That's
specifically.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I did not know what that was called. Let's put it that way.
Right. So it's kind of that, how do we describe it? You must have Googled it, because I didn't do a very good job describing it.
Yeah, I did Google it and just looked at the images to see that I was on the right track of what it was. But right. you sort of said last year, like, or not last year, last episode, about it sort of being like a soft cookie. Like, I think of it as the light that's kind of coming through, like, you know, those, the trees. Mm-hmm. And so then it just sort of scatters all over the ground. That's how I look at it. Or against a wall, same thing, usually through a tree, because there's sort of spaces in the branches. So you just get that, those little spots of light coming through all over the place.
That's right. It's just spots of light and shadow all mixed together, essentially, like that. Dappled all together, hence the name Dappled Light. And I'm a fan of this because generally the shadows aren't too dark and hopefully the highlights aren't too light. And you get some really interesting patterns, and it's one of my favorite things to shoot. So without further ado, let's have a look at my photo first, since I think we, you know,
do which yours one? First.
It's my son climbing up the little log thing.
Okay.
That's the go-to. I included the other one just as a sort of a different example of how you can go with the dappled light. Don't like that photo as much, but I like this one.
No, I like this one much better. I looked at both of them, and the other one's a little too forced. It's a forced dappled.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. Let's talk about the number one photo. So here he is doing some climbing, as he is prone to do. He's a big fan. And it's just a lot of trees busting up that light.
Got it. No, I like it. I don't really have much in the negative department to say. I don't have anything to say. I like it. I like the composition. I like it's very simple. I like the stairs and sort of the way the light's hitting those stairs and gives good separation from the background. And then, you know, the foreground and background are very different. Like you say, it almost that grass is kind of like just a neat backdrop to the photo. It adds something interesting. If it was just flat grass, it would be fine too, but it just I think it catches your eye that it's an interesting background that's not overly distracting. And and your kid looks, the pose is kind of cute.
Yeah, and that's just before he fell on his face.
I was going to say, he looks like a tiny bear, tiny bear crawl here.
He is a bit of a bear. He didn't fall. He doesn't generally fall because he likes to slide too much. If he does fall, I make him start from the beginning. I don't insert him halfway up. That's too bad. You got to learn fast.
Oh, I thought if he falls, you make him do 10 push-ups.
Oh, we're up to 30 now. Okay. But you see the dappled light kind of hitting the sand as well, so it's creeping in right into there.
To be honest, I didn't even really notice it on the sand because the background really pops, like the light really does pop in the background. So now I see it that you pointed it out.
Yeah. So if these trees weren't there, because this playground that we go to is obviously has a lot of trees, a lot of big tall trees with big, a lot of leaves on them for a very specific reason, to keep the sun off the kids. I mean, they don't want to have this out in the Mojave Desert, right? So, so without that, this would actually be a terrible photo without those trees. The background's going to be washed out, or, you know, you wouldn't see enough light on his face. Like, we're getting the exposure is such that I can expose quite well for him with even a little bit of bounce coming off the wood onto his face.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
You know, and so that kind of balances all out. We still have a little bit of a rim lighting, you know, on the right side of his hat, creeping around the front, all because of dappled light. So, again, one of my favorite things. But here's the other one I took. I can't remember which I took first. I think I took the one of my son first. Ironically, I'm going to come clean with you and say that I took the photo of my son just because I liked it, and then afterwards went, "Oh, hey, that's dappled light."
Okay,
wasn't the intention. It's just something I shoot. I do shoot often without even thinking. But the one of my daughter, what is very forced. It's very specific. We'd gone for a hike and gone for ice cream, and this was right coming through the light that was just one little spot coming through by the ice cream stand, and I thought, "Oh boy, stand over there." And I didn't want her to make the goofy face, but she did. And as you can see, this one's more about the dappled light on the subject versus the background.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides, I will say it provides an interesting look. In this case, not very good. Like, the way the light just falls on her face isn't appealing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I looked at pictures on the internet with dappled light on people's faces for portraits, I just didn't really like most of them. It's a tough thing to pull off. Like, and again, I don't know, unless you do a lot of this, whether or not you're going to have a lot of success. I don't mean you personally. I just mean anybody. Like, this is a tough thing to pull off as a portrait, because you don't necessarily have a complete control to change it, right? You can move your person forward and back, but you can't really do much as far as moving the light. I guess you could add reflectors and bounce and stuff, but it's a tougher light to work with when we're used to light modifiers and being able to really have a lot of control. This is a situation where you don't have as much control.
No, you don't. And also it's one of those things where it's the subject is the light and not so much my daughter.
Right.
You know, and that shouldn't generally be the case. I mean, and at that point, the person sitting there is arbitrary to the process. I could have taken a picture of just the wall.
Yeah.
And said, here's some dappled light. Move on with your life.
And that was a lot of the pictures that I actually saw. Yes. It was just a lot of like pictures of the light itself. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's but see that it's, that's where I when I light something or when I take any photographs, I try to sort of make that technique invisible, you know, and make it sort of genuine to real life, and then all of a sudden it's interesting but not overpowering.
Yeah.
But that being said, there are good photos of the dappled light on a subject. You know, you can do it, but when you see one, mm-hmm. it really pops out. So let's have a look at your photo.
Yep.
Goalie.
This was taken last night because I did need a dappled light photo. And the kids, this is one of the cousins, and she is all into being a goalie. So we have all the street hockey goalie gear. And we decided to set everything up outside. So I basically just said, hey, I'm going to put the net over here. that's what I did. And then the kids were playing, and so I had a lot of different pictures of them playing street hockey. But when there's two or three kids and sticks and the ball and everything in the frame, it really became more distracting. So I just went for a simple one person photo, and you can see there's dappled light in the foreground, there's dappled light on the I don't know what you call it, the curb and above that, mm-hmm. and on the tree and everything in behind her. And so, yeah, I just placed them there, let them play, and then snapped it. So this is just a snapshot. There's no pose here. She's just waiting for my son or my daughter to shoot the ball at her. So I like, this is a sort of a, for those who don't know hockey, a very traditional kind of goaltender pose, the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. So I snapped that. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, good photo, and for me, it's a good return on investment. Like all it took was you moving the net, you know, 20 feet from where you normally have it, and all of a sudden you're in a good position.
Yeah, and if I had brought it out again, this is probably at about 4:30. Like the sun is, again, it would have been really hard, and if I brought her out into the sun, her face under the mask would have been completely dark, and so the ability to take her into the shade a little bit here, because her helmet really isn't in the dappled light, then I can actually get a little bit of light or expose properly, so I can get a little bit on her face.
Yeah, looks great.
So there you go.
Now, did you, after this, like, did you kind of think back and think, oh, wow, I really have shot a lot of these?
I think I have shot a lot of them, but just really never thought about it. Like, you know, I don't think I would have thought about it here, except for I was specifically looking for a situation with the dappled light. But like you mm-hmm. said, I kind of wanted it to not be overpowering in the image. Like, again, if you saw this photo, you wouldn't think dappled light necessarily, right? You might notice it now, but it's, to me, it's just what you do when you're dealing with a sunny situation, and just so happens that the dappled light here kind of makes the foreground more interesting.
So it's a little sprinkle of cinnamon on your latte.
There you go.
Or something. Great. All right, this week's topic. Let's get into it.
I'm not doing it.
You're doing it. This was your idea.
I don't think it was.
I would never have come up with this. This is the selfie stick. We've been getting a lot. We got one of our listeners asked us why we've been so hard on the selfie stick.
Okay. Because he's a selfie stick owner, probably.
He has a he owns a selfie stick, and his name is Darren, and he wrote us and said, hey, aren't you being a little hard on the selfie stick? And my response to him was, no, we're not. In fact, we've been going pretty light on it.
Yeah.
So this week we're going to talk about it. Like, first of all, Adam, for those of you who don't know, what is a selfie stick?
It's some kind of tool. I guess there's different forms of it, but more or less a stick or a pole that you can attach your cell phone most of the time, I think it's built for, to the end of it so that you can extend it away from your body and take a picture of yourself.
Take a picture of yourself. That's it. So it's a golf club with some duct tape, from what I understand.
Pretty much. Pretty much,
I've never had one in my hand, so I don't really know how intricate they are. I'm sure there's all kinds of intricacies built into this thing. I'm assuming at this point.
They're at Future Shop, not Future Shop, it's closed now, Best Buy in Canada. I was at the Best Buy, I don't know, a week ago, and there was about three different kinds, and the range in price was like $40 to, I think, $139 for a selfie stick. And they were, unfortunately, for those who are looking to acquire one, they were all sold out at Best Buy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw one yesterday at Canadian Tire. Again, just kind of an automotive, all things under one roof kind of store. Was $14.99. It was right near the cash register. And I didn't notice it. And as I was in line, there was a fellow behind me. He was like, oh, selfie stick. And I wanted to punch him in the face, but I didn't.
How old is this man?
He was, I would say, 40s.
Oh. All right. So here's the deal. Here's my take on the selfie stick. And this isn't to do with really photography. This is just society at this point.
Okay.
I can't imagine there's been a time in the history of the earth when we've been more self-obsessed.
Right.
Like, I don't even think Narcissus would own a selfie stick. He'd be like, come on, dude. Dial it down a notch. Okay?
Right.
I mean, we're at the point now, we're little kids, and you know this, and you know my position on it, but you know that when you snap a photo of like a 4-year-old, the first thing they do is run over and say, hey, let me see it.
Yeah.
They want to see pictures of them. Now, I don't let it slide with 4-year-olds because I feel like I'm making a point, but I don't let anybody see the LCD screen ever because forget it. Go live your life. But we're building this right into kids. Just be so self-involved that you need to see a picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, here's the thing is I get it. You want to be you're the staff photographer of your family.
Yes.
So ultimately, you're in a very small percentage of your photos.
True.
Just by default, and you want to be in the occasional photo.
Not really.
Occasionally, you would like someday for your kids to look back and go, "Oh yeah, Dad was there."
Okay, that's it. That's more it.
Occasionally, like, I like that. I like, you know, having the occasional picture of me and my kids, me and my wife, whatever it is. So I feel I understand the desire to get that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I taught my wife how to snap photos.
Me too.
Yes. She is my selfie stick. That's it.
I'm hearing you. Now, you're preaching to the choir.
I understand that. I don't think listeners are. I know we're probably going to offend some people today.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not going to offend anybody.
Okay.
This is a photography podcast. I don't think, for the most part, people... There's no selfie stick that I know of. I could be wrong here. For your SLR.
Oh, there has to be.
I never seen it. Maybe that was the $139 one that was sold out at Best Buy.
Yeah, could be. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. In life, how many selfies do you need?
What's wrong with a tripod? Remind me what's wrong with a tripod again.
Nothing. Well, no, right. There is. I that's not the point. The point is, how many pictures of yourself do you need on a vacation? Let's say you go on a vacation. You go on a vacation on the cruise ship for 2 weeks, like you go.
Yeah.
How many selfies do you need?
One.
I was going to say in 2 weeks you need two, but okay, one a week on vacation. In everyday life, an actual selfie where you take a picture of yourself, you probably need two a year. Plus the two on vacation for four.
Okay, yeah.
So you're going to drop $130 on a selfie stick. All of a sudden, that's like $32 per selfie. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And if you're taking more than that, now you're just way too self-involved.
Well, I think that's the problem right there.
I'm going to give you a tip.
Okay.
And I don't mean you. I mean anybody who's still listening to the grouchy old man ranting about how things used to cost a nickel. Okay?
Right, yeah.
Ask somebody to take your photo. You're walking around on vacation. People talk to strangers. It is such a great way to meet interesting people.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's great advice. People ask me to take their photo all the time, like just random strangers, because they see I've got a camera and they're like, hey, that guy knows how to operate a camera. I'm going to ask him to take a photo. It happens all the time on vacation to me.
And isn't there something nice about that interaction with strangers?
Sure. I usually snap a picture of their feet. It's like, sorry, I don't know how this thing works. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I actually like that. And for a long time, I like yourself, I was an antisocial kind of guy.
Right. No, I'm still that way.
Antisocial. Neither was I. I was never actually antisocial, but there was a time where I can't be bothered. And I still like to talk to strangers. Like, it's not, I don't go out of my way. I don't abuse the privilege. But if I'm walking it through Central Park in New York, I stop, hey, can you take my picture? And the guy ran away with my camera. But I found it at a pawn shop later that day.
Right.
No, that didn't happen. Most, you're going to find out that upwards of 99% of people are good people. So no one's going to run off with your camera. Okay? So you interacting with people, with strangers, this is the bond that holds our whole social fabric together.
You're saving the world one selfie at a time.
I'm not saving the world, because everybody's going selfie stick, selfie stick, selfie stick. Selfie sticks represent all that is going wrong with the world. Does that sound hyperbolic to you? No.
No.
No. It is not the downfall of Western society, but it's what we call the canary in the coal mine.
Okay.
This is my problem with the selfie stick.
Okay. Now, do you have anything positive to say about the selfie stick?
Sort of.
Okay. I thought you did. I thought you had something. I have nothing positive. So I
do.
Was waiting.
I have one. Okay. Okay. So Darren sent us the email. And he said, hey, you know, aren't you being a little hard on it? And I said, I honestly told him no. And he said, well, what about, you know, with the GoPro? Now, that first guy, remember that first guy with the GoPro who did like the 360 degree video of him in like, I don't know, in 84 countries or something like that?
Yeah, like real quick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
Now we're done.
Yeah.
Everybody else, don't duplicate it. It's been, I didn't go ahead and make my own version of The Godfather. You can just see it with Al Pacino. It's pretty good. They did a good job with that one.
Yeah.
End it. Do something else. So that, in that respect, awesome. Great. That was really cool. I'm glad I saw that. Okay? Now, Darren said, well, here, I use it with the GoPro all the time, and this way you can get interesting angles that you wouldn't normally get. And he sent me a link to one of his pictures, taken on one on the BC Ferry, where he basically took a photo. He pushed his, he was on the car deck, and he pushed his GoPro out of the sort of the porthole, kind of, you know, the giant hole, and it's not a window, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
On the car deck. Put it out over the side of the ferry and shot upwards and shot the ferry from an angle you'd never be able to reach without a selfie stick. And it was cool. I said, yes, that is absolutely right. You'd never get that angle without a selfie stick. Here's the thing. He didn't take a picture of himself.
Right.
In this case, it's just a stick. That is a responsible name.
Okay.
That is a responsible use of the stick. Love it.
But then why don't you just use a monopod? You could do the exact same thing. Or a tripod. You could probably do the same thing.
Well, do you want... I mean, I don't like carrying a tripod around.
But you could do it with the... what's the thing called? The Gorillapod. My Gorillapod stays wrapped around my camera bag.
Yes. I don't even love carrying that around, but I do. Sometimes I do.
Weighs nothing. Come on.
No. You get no argument from me. You get no argument. I do. I have the Gorillapod. I use it all the time. That is awesome. And you put it down. You can put it down on a trash can. Snap a photo of you and your family. Exactly. You know. Great. Who wants to carry a selfie stick around all day?
Besides the fact that you look like
a guy carrying a selfie stick around. First of all, you don't like. No one looks at that guy and goes, "Wow, that guy's awesome."
He's really got it together.
Yeah, sure.
He's probably just on his way back to his Rolls Royce.
Yes, that's probably. I'm assuming Rolls Royce makes a selfie stick. just clamps right onto the hood of your car. No, but I mean, do they telescope?
Yes.
All of them?
So, not all of them. Some of them. The one that I saw yesterday, Canadian Tire did.
Okay. So there, in that respect, I could see you carrying that around. But if you're just walking around with a golf club all day, I don't even like to do that when I'm golfing. Why would you want to do that when you're walking around, Vegas or wherever you're taking your selfie stick pictures?
Yeah, I have less of a problem with, I mean, like, sorry, I cannot defend it on its basis of telescoping because you are still going to pull that thing out and you are going to fully extend it. And then at that point, I'm no longer going to entertain the notion of being your friend.
Oh, yeah. No, don't worry about that. It's really easy to weed people out that way.
That's potential friends. It's like, nope, you're off. That's the tick box right there.
Listen, Frank, I know your kid plays on the same... T-ball team is mine, and you seem like a good guy. Do you own a selfie stick? I like to open with that. You know? Like, if I see tattoos of, like, racist stuff on his arms, that's question number two.
Right.
First, it's selfie stick, and then I'm like, okay, the white power stuff is a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
You know, that's the order I take it in.
Right.
Okay, let me tell you, that was hyperbolic. Now, let me ask you an important question.
Yes.
Have you ever taken a selfie?
Only for photo challenge purposes.
You've never, ever snapped a photo of you and your wife, like way back in the day before selfies were called selfies?
Well, if it's me and my wife, that doesn't count in my mind.
Yeah, but your giant Popeye forearm is in the picture because you're snapping the photo. I'm not talking about you doing a duck face at the Star Wars opening or something.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't know that I have. Maybe once upon a time, like years ago with a point and shoot. I'm going to say I must have, but they've been so few and far between that nothing specific comes to mind.
Okay, well, same here.
But I don't like taking photos of myself. That's the whole thing. And it's not because I'm a very handsome person. It's not that. Mm-hmm. It's because I get that feeling of it is way too self-involved, and I don't like it. Like that's just not something that I prefer to do. Like I say, if I have no other subject and I need a podcast challenge photo, then there you go. Or if I'm trying to try out a technique or something that I haven't tried before with lighting, then I got no one else around, then I'll step into it myself. But no, really, not a selfie guy.
Right. Nor am I, but I have taken them. The occasional one, and generally, mostly with me and my wife. So if that's an ussy, I suppose it is.
Yeah.
But there were a few times where, like, you know, because for some time I was living in Canada, my then girlfriend, now wife, was living here in Germany, and so we would do the old hair, snap a photo of each other and send it, you know, here you go, here's me smiling today or something like that. But it was always for somebody else. It was for her because we didn't really have iChat back then.
Okay. I'll let that slide.
Right. No. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just telling you, I have taken the occasional selfie. I just don't take enough to necessitate owning a stick specifically for it.
Okay.
So there you go. And then and lastly, now I assume this was a joke. I don't know, but I think we all saw the selfie stick that was in the shape of a human arm.
Oh, I heard about it. I haven't seen pictures of it. So that I don't think it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke.
Nah, come on. That must be a joke.
I don't think it was, okay. But maybe I didn't get the joke. Yeah.
Great. Well, there you go. So those are my that's my feelings on the selfie stick. There's no excuse for it. Don't get one.
Yes, I agree.
That's it.
Okay.
We good?
Yeah, we're good.
I think we covered it all. All right, next week's challenge.
You must have one.
Selfie.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Like can a cell phone count?
Do whatever you want, man.
Like it doesn't have to be an SLR one, like, you know, where you set it up on a tripod. And when we're talking selfie, do you have to be holding the camera?
Take a picture of yourself. You do whatever you want.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Just to show I got a sense of humor about this.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still judging. I'll just be judging us, if that's cool.
Yeah. This might be one of the most difficult type of photos. Remember way back, I don't know, it was probably in one of the early episodes, maybe the first 50 anyways, where we had done a selfie, or I had chosen to do a selfie for a challenge where I was, it was backwards couch, I think, and I did the hockey photo. Mm-hmm. And I was wearing the Canucks gear and the blue light and all that. That's my favorite selfie of all time.
Oh yeah, and not even just of you, just of all time.
Yeah, yeah, best selfie all time. I printed that photo out and I have it at work. I don't keep it displayed or anything, but occasionally I bring it out to show people because I love that photo.
Awesome.
Yeah. So there you go. That's so what I'm saying is I'm not going to top that.
Try to.
Okay.
Try to top it. Take a picture of yourself in a Canucks uniform on the golf course like they are.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts.
Blammo. Okay, websites. Where can people find your stuff, Adam?
AdamSchwartz.ca and Facebook sometimes, our Two Hosers mm-hmm. Facebook site. Join the Facebook site. Join the Facebook world. More and more people are jumping on Facebook. So do it.
It's true.
And share.
Yes. I agree.
Right. How about your stuff?
You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com. You can find all the links and a mailing address so you can send me a new selfie stick.
Okay.
Just kidding. Don't do it. That's it, Adam. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.